Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, Friday afternoon, and that means one thing, football. And Doug, well, that's two things then. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist, happy Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday, and it feels like it's been a long week, but then again, anytime you say Friday afternoon, I mean, I think even if you're, you know, we totally get that, you know, there's farmers and ranchers that, you know, Friday's just another day, and Saturday you work, but maybe you sleep in an extra half hour or something, but there's still something special about Friday, Mick.
Indeed it is. Always, you know, finally Friday, or I think that's the song.
George.
And, oh, yeah.
George Jones.
Yeah. Finally Friday.
Yes. Da, da, da. Yeah.
So, and there's hunting this weekend. We've got a nice day, nice and cool day tomorrow. Clear, crisp, cool mornings, frosty to start.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of sunshine, a little breezy out of the south, southeast tomorrow, it looks like. But hunting opportunities abound this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, and I think first and foremost, one of the best things that's happened from the cold temperatures that we've had, or maybe back to normal, feels cold based on what we've had, is killing off the midges and the gnats that have been so devastating to our deer herd. In fact, I reached out over the radio and thanked you the other day. I think it might have been on Wednesday when you were talking. And well, it was many days. Thank you over the radio. The first time I thanked you this week was when I heard Jim Hennessy on the radio up in Montreal County.
Yeah, Stanley, North Dakota.
Got me thinking I'd actually lived there back there. Met Jim back in the day.
Oh, wow.
That is one of many. There's probably about 500 great places in North Dakota to live, and Stanley is one of those.
Really?
And, well, it's so...
They make great tools, and it's a great place to live.
That too, yes. Stanley tools. But when you talk about outdoor opportunities, Stanley is, you know, just a couple of casts or a shot or two away from Lake Sakakawea, from Newtown, from the Van Hook Arm. And then you go north from Stanley. So that's south of Stanley. You go north from Stanley. You head on up towards Kenmare. And you get up into some of that Coteau region. So out of Lake Sakakawea, up into the Coteau, and some of the most beautiful grouse habitat and just, you know, beautiful prairie of North Dakota. And so
To mention the big goose festival every fall in Kenmare.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, somebody would correct us. It's either going on this weekend or starts. I think it starts this or it started this week and goes through next week, and whatever it is. Goose Fest is a way of life in Kenmare.
Indeed it is.
It might be a few dates.
Yeah, well, there's geese up there.
Yeah.
And, there's geese. A lot more. I've seen a lot of geese. Of course, I've seen the blackbirds hovering or gathering on the highline wire, and they're flocking and getting ready to go south.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so that was one of my first thank yous was you know, taking me back to Stanley. And then when you took me out to Noonan, that might have been on Wednesday then.
Yep.
And you were checking in with John Duivetter.
Yep.
And I was so thankful because one of your first questions was about the, you know, the EHD that's been killing off deer.
Yeah.
And I was thankful to hear his report that maybe not so bad up in there, that area. We've had an EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or blue tongue, that's been killing off deer since the middle part of August. And it's spread by a little midge, and it almost works similar to like a little fire, where you get a hot spot, you burn it out in that spot, but you might have a hot spot over here, down there, and over here. And hearing John's report that, hey, that area, maybe from him and some of the other ranchers around there, wasn't too terribly bad. So that was some good news there, Mick.
Yeah, at least not in Eastern Divide or Burke County. Good news. But yeah, quite a bit of, you know, reports of farmers finding, now that they're combining corn, finding dead deer in the cornfield, just laying there. And, you know, coyotes chew up part of them. And
yeah,
too bad.
And then yeah. I think, and then I listen and I apologize because I should write down the names, but you know, sometimes it's maybe not the names, but it's the information. And I think you were maybe in Skyme or Aiken later on in north central Minnesota, where
also,
they have.
Also on Wednesday,
okay.
Shane Isney. He's a Badger, Minnesota cattle farmer, cattle producer up there.
Badger the town, not the critter.
Correct. And he's badgering his way to the top of Minnesota Farm Bureau, running for president.
So. Well, good luck to him, and I appreciate the check-in, as that didn't have many dead deer up in there. And that's been one of the really, really... frustrating things about EHD this year is typically you don't see it in the Red River Valley. We've had a particularly, and our friends up in Grafton are going, well, Lear, here's an education for you. We've had a lot of dead deer in the Grafton and the Drayton area of the Red River, and that's something that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And that's an indication as to just how bad it is. Similar, and I don't want to bring back the bad memories, similar to a drought, where a lot of times when we're talking about droughts, it's central North Dakota, southwestern North Dakota. And this year, it wasn't just central North Dakota and southwestern North Dakota. It was all of the state, and that's what we've been dealing with EHD mix.
Yeah, focusing on north central North Dakota. But yeah, a localized, regionalized thing that hopefully now with freezing temperatures in the morning, no more skeeters. No more flies bothering the cows, and no more of these midge.
That's exactly what we needed. Now, the next thing on that is, western North Dakota, west of basically 281, those deer units have a voluntary deer license refund. So if you are a hunter or a landowner, or you're a landowner that's a hunter, and you're thinking, you know what?
Yeah, no, wait. We got to do what the TV stations do. As we reported first here on Farm Talk, now go ahead.
Right. As you recall, yes, I know Ted Baxter. We do recall Ted Baxter. And that was something that's, we don't like to do. We don't want to have to do. But we want to make sure that if you feel like, gosh, I don't want to shoot another deer in this unit. Or if you've got friends or family that maybe travel a couple hours to some of those areas in western North Dakota that are thinking, I don't know if I want to drive from Fargo back to Noonan, if I want to drive from Grand Forks down to Dickinson and maybe not find some deer, because it's been very localized. Your dad's ranch might have lost a lot of deer. Mm-hmm. Your uncle's ranch may not have. And you might just say, hey, I normally, hunt the north area, I'm going to be okay. You normally hunt the south area, you might have a spot that did lose a lot of deer. You can, up until November 4th, send in your deer tag, and we'll give you a refund of it. It's totally optional. It's totally up to the individual if you want to do that. We'll restore your bonus points if, you waited 5 years to draw this tag. Now you drew the tag, and you're like, oh, man, I wait this long to draw the buck tag, and now I'm not so sure if I'm going to find a buck or I don't want to shoot another buck. That's up to you, but we will offer a voluntary refund of your deer tag. Not in all units. Basically, right now, the latest word, things can always change, but as it stands right now, it would be units, nothing east of Highway 281. Not all of the units west of 281, but nothing east of 281, Mick.
Information no longer exclusive here on Farm Talk because I read it in the paper.
Yeah, there you go.
The video can be seen elsewhere.
That's history, man. Yes. This is today. This is here. This is now.
Yeah. So does this mean this might happen again next year, more likely? Or was the drought favorable for the midge? All insect grasshoppers were bad. If we get more rain, snow this winter, rain next summer, average, even closer to average, or excessive rainfall next year. No midge or what? Who knows?
Typically not. And I think everybody's, crossing their fingers, doing a rain dance and praying to the good Lord to please give us the adequate amount of moisture that we need. That is what is normal. And as you've described in weather and weather patterns, averages and normal don't exist. Mm-hmm. They're just a number that's been generated. So in a typical average normal year, southwestern North Dakota deals with it more often with the EHD, the blue tongue, because it is more arid, a little bit warmer, a little bit drier than the rest of the state. So there's no telling what could happen next year, what will happen next year, but what we've had this fall going into this winter lends us to hope that, number one, with the cold temperatures, the frost and the freeze, the midges are dead. And then number two, next year, hopefully not as impactful. But it's just like when you get a winter of 96, 97. Just because you had it one winter doesn't mean you're not going to have it the next winter. So there's no guarantees, but we're hopeful that if it does happen, it's not going to be as bad as this year, Mick.
I bought my first snowblower the summer of 97. Never owned one before that.
And
didn't use it for 3 years.
Gosh.
So
isn't that?
That's how the world goes.
So. Yeah.
Now fishing is is it done now, or what? I mean, I don't know. You know, the lakes turn over and the fishing goes quiet for a while, or what kind of reports are you getting?
Well, one of the things that's going to happen is as I've been listening to your weather reports throughout the day, is you know this cold snap is pulling out of it, and next week might be good to get back out there and go fishing. So it's going to be interesting to see. The good news is the backside of October is always been known for, there's only 31 days in October and you can't do everything, but it's always been really, really good after that first cold snap, those freezing temperatures, and it kills off some of the bugs. So we've seen in the past that fishing kind of ticks up after these cold snaps. So we want to encourage people, just because you don't see somebody out there fishing doesn't mean they're not there, doesn't mean they're not biting. The fish are still going to be there. They might even be biting. And that's all across North Dakota. And I mean, quite honestly, from Devil's Lake to Dickinson, from Williston to Wahpeton, and it's not just there. You know, Mobridge, Huron, all across South Dakota into Minnesota. This is a great time to get out there and do some fishing, Mick.
All right. Word to the wise. Do that. All right. Because we've got a late fall. Maybe good fishing is extending for a while.
No, so. And again, that is not unheard of. It's just like there's so many other things to do. Yeah, you might typically have the Friday football, the Saturday football, and then if you get a chance, you do some pheasant hunting. Like, oh, by the way, man, I was going to go fishing. And don't let that slip away, Mick. Enjoy those opportunities.
All right. Coming up after the break, we will wax philosophic.
Ooh.
Or scientific. I have a question for you.
Ooh.
When we get to hunting, do we also have poaching? Yeah. Or are they mutually exclusive?
We'll talk about it, Mick.
Right after this, here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, it's Farm Talk.